Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Today, first question in the lucky dip comes from Vicky. You've given so much great advice, and shopping with a plan and a mission has really simplified my trips and saved me so much time. One question, as spring is here and is a warm toned skin, what colours do you suggest I look for? I love my fall and winter because the colours are so perfect. Navy and aqua are my spring go-to. Well, I always think with colours, first thing is go with your signature colours, whatever they may be. Go with the colours that suit you. Don't worry too much about the season. Go with the colours that suit you. Of course, we're always limited by what is out there. But I generally find that there is always a bit of a range out there. Like, you know, you might get yellows in spring, and as a warm tone person, maybe yellow is a great kind of spring colour. Aqua, no reason not to go with that. There's lots of different options. It's really what's out there and what suits you. But I always think if you go with your signatures first, you're always going to have the most harmonious and most flattering colours that really work for you, no matter what the season is. You know, like it's interesting to me to think that we would kind of limit our wardrobe just to spring and autumn. I wear the same clothes in spring and autumn because basically the weather's the same. And I wear half of them in summer as well because if it's not too hot a day, same clothes. And then in the middle of winter, I might wear something different. But I'm also wearing winter clothes in spring and autumn because, like today, it's a cold day. So even though it's autumn, got to get the cashmere out. So I really don't like to limit your colours too much, apart from thinking about what really suits you, what flatters you, what really works for you, and what colours make you feel great. That's what I would be looking for. And of course, what are the current fashions and, you know, colours of the season? You might find there's some beautiful greens, you might find there's yellows, oranges. As a warm tone person, you have the option to go with all those sorts of different colours. Next question comes from Philippa, who says, I love kimono style tops. Is there a good length of sleeve for this to work on an A shape? So with the length of sleeve, I say elbow. So that 3/4 elbow length is your better length. So rather than anything really long sleeved, I'd go more with elbow length. Or you could go slightly shorter, but I would go elbow length is probably the best length of sleeve to go for you. It's a pretty easy length for most people to wear. So that's what I'd be kind of looking for. Kate, I often choose great outfits which don't look good on me. How can I make better decisions? And this is a tricky one because we can love an outfit on the mannequin. We can love it on the salesperson. We can love it on one of our friends. And we can think, I'm going to go and get that and I'm going to wear that. And it doesn't work for us. And this is because you are not the salesperson. You are not the mannequin. You are your own unique individual. And this is where I often see, you know, when we look at somebody else, and the number of times I've had clients go, oh, I bought this thing, and you know, and I say, tell me, did it look great? You know, she goes, oh, it looks so great on the sales lady. And I'm going, now tell me, did the sales lady look anything like you? And she's going, oh no, she had black hair and she was like this and that. And he's like going, that's why, because you're blonde or whatever it might be, you're completely different from the salesperson. But the reason it works for so well for the salesperson is because it happened to flatter them. So it is being aware that just because something looks great on the salesperson or somebody else, it doesn't mean it's not going to look great on you, because it may not be related to your colouring, to your body shape, to your style, your proportions, any of those things. So it's worthwhile. This is why getting a style education is so useful, because it stops you from buying something that just looks good on somebody else for the sake of it, thinking that if it looks good on them, it'll look good on me. And it starts giving you that understanding of what really works for you and your unique features. So the more you know about which colours work for you, what your signature colours are, what your contrast levels are, what your body shape is, your body variations, your proportions, how to, you know, what your defining features are, how we can flatter all these different aspects of us, the easier it is to actually make choices from what is available. And I think it's always important to remember that you're only ever making choices from what is currently available. Sometimes there's nothing out there for you. Don't feel bad if you go shopping and you come home empty-handed, because sometimes they're just not serving anything up that's right for you at this moment. doesn't mean that in the future it's not, but it could be just that the current fashion trend doesn't really flatter your figure, or it could be the current colours are just not really great for you. So rather than wasting your money on something that doesn't work, hopefully you've got enough clothes in your wardrobe you can get by, then it's better to come home empty-handed and then go back. Honestly, within 3 weeks' time, so much can have changed in the retail fashion market that it's like it's a whole new season. It's not like it used to be in the old days where everything came out once a season and that was kind of it. Now there's stuff coming in, and there's many shops who get stuff every week. So I often think the thing to do is to go online before you go shopping, if you're not going shopping in stores, but just do some, you know, research before you go out to go, where am I going shopping? What am I looking for? What colors are people doing? All those sorts of things to get an idea of where you want to go. And sometimes if you go online first and go, you know, there's nothing in that store and they normally it fits well and I like the stuff, but there's nothing in my colors, it's just don't even bother. Don't bother going, because then it's just going to be a, you know, an experience of disappointment, which is not what we really want when we are going out shopping. So yeah, really, I think, you know, you obviously, if you can make great outfits, that's fantastic, but it's knowing what works for you. And I think it's translating, it's getting that information and translating it into what works for you rather than what works on somebody else. And so that is getting that style education is so important, which is why I developed my 7 Steps to Style program to give you that style education, because I know it's the education you never got at school. Nobody taught you this. For most of us, we've never been taught this. We are just, you know, either we might be one of those lucky people who seems to have a knack for it. But the reality is the majority of people actually don't have this, which is why it can be so frustrating. And remember, you are not alone. There's lots of other people who find it frustrating too. So thank you so much for your questions. Please do keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, or of course you can leave them on my Inside Out Style Lounge there as well. And I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.